In Unity, we have a wonderful publication that has a special daily inspirational message. It's called The Daily Word, and I'll ask Cecilia McBride to come forward and read our daily word. We'll follow that with the time of mindfulness and meditation.
Today's word is faith. Faith heals, prospers, blesses, and sustains me. Sometimes I wish I had a way of looking into the future and knowing what to expect. But even though I cannot know how the future might unfold, I can still be prepared for it through the power of my faith. Having faith means I have unwavering fidelity to spiritual truth. My faith is my anchor, keeping me steady during shifting worldly circumstances and focused not on the things of the world, but on the power of spirit. My faith keeps me steadfast in the midst of uncertainty, inventive when met with stagnation, and adaptable when faced with changing circumstances. I turn my attention to God and feel my soul illumined by the belief that everything is working for good. I align with this truth and go forth blessed by my faith. And from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Cecilia, thank you. And so I invite you now, as we let these words kind of move through our heart, our very being, as we focus on a connection to infinite spirit through a sense of faith, not through the way our outer eyes see, but the way our heart sees and feels and experiences. So in this time, I invite you to just relax, to begin to breathe deeply. Begin to open yourself to this choiceful experience of connecting more deeply with infinite spirit. And so I will sound our singing bowl, which resonates at the energetic musical vibration of the heart chakra. And as I do so, let that vibration move through you and over you to open your heart, to open your mind, your senses, your very being to the living flow of infinite spirit, beloved Mother, Father, God. And as we each individually take this time apart from the busyness of our outer thinking, from the busyness of our lives and of our world, this is a gift that we give to ourselves. This is not something that someone else expects or something that we should do or have to do. This is our time to breathe into and to recognize the greater beauty and truth of who we are, not defined by our outer circumstances, our outer physical appearances. This is a time to breathe into the very creative heart of our being, our soul, our ever ongoing expression that is uniquely our own. And so as we breathe deeply, we breathe all the way down into our abdomen, into that solar plexus. Because when we do breathe deeply, we activate that vagus nerve that connects all of our nerve endings and all of our heart, our breath, our very being. And as we exhale, we release tension or negativity. We let it go. We let it dissipate. And we breathe in once again, recognizing it is the ongoing, ever-present breath of life that renews us, that lifts us up, that blesses us, that reconnects us to that greater awareness of the truth of our wholeness, of the design in which we are created, that is of infinite possibility, that is the design of Creator, of Mother, Father, God, of Divine Spirit, of the flow of universal beingness. Ah, we are a part of that flow. And with each breath, we relax into that awareness and we feel the upliftment. We feel the inspiration. We feel the comfort that comes. Like being held in loving arms. Like being wrapped in the blanket of warmth, of peace, of calmness, of feeling the energetic flow within us that is the light of inspiration and wisdom and guidance. So as we continue to breathe into this now moment, into this deeper connectivity, communion and oneness with the core of who we are, with the heart of our being, with infinite spirit. We feel something opening within us, and it is that which is a sense of gratitude for the many blessings in our lives that often go unnoticed. For gratitude transcends things. Gratitude is a state of being. It is a state of being where we are fully connected into an awareness and a oneness with Source, with God. And so we relax. We relax into this allness, into this moment of blessing, into this moment of upliftment and healing. Recognizing and affirming that the true design of us is whole and complete in nature, that every cell sings and dances and responds to that clarity of purpose. We recognize that our infinite heart mind that transcends just what our outer physical brain might know, the heart mind of all intelligence, of all wisdom, is activated, guiding us forward in what is ours to do, in lifting us up and reminding us not only of the blessings that we receive, but of the blessings that we each are individually and which we pour forth into our world. And so we take a moment in silence to just be present to this experience of the Alpha and the Omega, of the ever ongoing in-breath and exhale. That is the design of all that is a part of our universe and of which we are a part. Ah, and we relax and let go and are one with the breath of all being in the silence. And in this place where our heart is open wide and where we feel that inflow of divine blessing all around us, where we feel the response that comes naturally from within to the outflow, to the outer expression in which we participate, we take this time to surround all prayers and requests that have been placed in our prayer box. And we take a moment to speak aloud the names, places, people that we would especially bless at this time, knowing that that spoken word carries the infinite breath of all prayer and intention for highest good. Wanda, Mary, Karen, Bob, Jolene, Richard, Donalyn, Joey, Kelsey, all of our veterans around the world who we are so very grateful for. Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, Tamara, Barbara, Jax, Lilybella, Vicky, Evan, Teresa, Colleen, Bella. And so we give thanks in this affirmed blessing of prayer that goes forth to surround all for greatest and highest good in and through the name of Infinite Spirit, Beloved Mother, Father God. And so it is. Amen.
I am grateful.